Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Hi, my name is Oscar, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Adriana?
This is her.
I'm sorry?
This is her.
All right. So let me ask you, I just have a couple of questions for you, and thank you very much for your time. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I go to school out of state, but I do live in Arizona most of the time.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, generally speaking, do you think that the things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track, for sure.
Got it. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of the Salt River, north of the South Mountain Park, west of the 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, that's perfect.
Okay.
I grew up there, so yeah, I know the area.
Got it. So let me ask you, in what year were you born?
2004.
Got it. So let me ask you, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latina descent?
Yes.
Is that you or a household member?
My mother and all my siblings, and me as well.
Got it. And overall, how would you like? How would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, or good, or excellent?
Good. For me.
Next.
At
least. Oh, got it. So now let me ask you. I just have like a couple of items that I had to fulfill here. And I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do a very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot of to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. So let me ask you, what do you think about more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for business? From 1 to 5, what's the rate that you're going to be given to that?
3.
Okay. And what about more parks and recreational opportunities?
5.
Better street and road maintenance?
5.
And more dining and entertainment options?
4.
Better public transportation options?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Okay. And more good paying jobs?
5, yeah.
Got it. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, and a student, or a homemaker?
Student and employed.
Unemployed. Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
I think there are a lot of entry-level jobs. I just don't think there's a lot beyond that.
Oh, I see. So probably you'll say that it's too few, right?
Yeah.
Understood. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few, I would say again.
Understood. Continue with the commercial portion and thinking about commercial development. I'm going to read to you a list of a different kind of stores and businesses. And for each of one, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in living. By the way, we are 45% of the completion of the survey, so thank you very much for your time. We are about to end this, okay? So let me ask you, would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in living?
Yes.
Strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yeah, I think a Target, Walmart, things like that. I'd say yes to that one as well.
So strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Strongly yes.
Strongly yes, okay. And what about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Somewhat yes.
Somewhat yes, okay. And doctor's offices and hospitals?
Somewhat yes, or no, strongly yes, sorry.
Okay. And grocery stores and supermarkets?
Somewhat yes.
Somewhat yes, okay. And now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin? I'll take notes of that, so feel free to, you know, describe the business that you would like to see.
I think right now there's a lot of grocery stores, but there's not enough for the amount of people in Levin. I think there's a lot of fast food options, but there's not a lot of, like, healthy options. I feel like it's kind of a food swamp. I think that, like, department stores like Target or Walmart might be nice just because, I mean, there's some in the area, but there's not enough close enough to, like, Levin itself.
And I think a lot more... Yeah, go ahead.
I think a lot more local shops. I think there's just, like, a lot of corporations right now. Like, buying
like bakeries and all of that.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you off. I didn't... What were you going to say?
No, it's okay. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, so now let's move on to the next one, in which I'll be somehow asking in regards of on a scale, and how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, and a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I see a very big problem.
Understood. And using the same scale, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home?
Too much, in my opinion. Way too much.
So it's a very big problem.
Yes.
Got it. Now, still thinking about residential development. I am going to read to you a list of a different kind of housing, and for each of those, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. So let's go ahead and start it with the, with a multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Would you like to see more of that in Levin?
I would say neutral. Somewhat yes, somewhat no. Is that a possibility?
Somewhat yes.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Okay. No, it's okay. And what about townhouses or attached homes? Would you like to see more of that in Levin?
Somewhat yes again.
Somewhat yes?
Yes.
Okay. And what about single family detached homes?
Somewhat yes again.
And housing options for seniors?
I would say yes.
Strongly yes.
Yes?
Got it. All right. And let me ask you, how long have you lived in Phoenix?
My whole life.
Okay.
Well, I lived in Levin my whole life, at least.
Okay. Understood.
So,
and
19 years.
19 years. Okay. And
sorry,
do you currently... No, it's okay. Don't worry. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Living with family, like my mom. but we rent.
Okay, understood. Now, I am going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in living. So please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. So the first next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
I oppose it.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose, yeah.
Okay. And what about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
I agree.
Somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Somewhat. Sorry, somewhat. I can be more specific.
Don't worry, you are doing good. Thank you. And what about changes zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Strongly agree.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Somewhat opposed.
Now let's move on to the next one. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouse, duplexes, and triplexes.
Somewhat agree.
Got it. And about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Somewhat opposed.
Understood. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. We are now at 91% completion of the survey, so we are about to end this, and thank you very much for your patience. Just let me ask you, what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
Currently in college for an associate, so undergrad.
So some college, let's say.
Yes.
Got it. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount. Less than $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yeah, Ariana, A-R-I-A-N-A.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, your patience, and all your help with that. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and take care, okay?
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.